Trial Maturita Test B1 Level. Section 1. Listening. 20 points. Part 1. Richard and Famous. 7 points. You will hear an interview with Richard Simkin, a celebrity tracker. For statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer. A, B, C, or D. There is always only one correct answer. Script 1. Interview.
Richard, I've seen your photo albums. They're packed with photos of you and celebrities. Are you a celebrity?
Nope, I'm certainly not a celebrity. I just collect pictures of me and them.
When did you get the idea?
At first, I collected famous people's autographs. Then I saw a photo of my friend's father with John Lennon, and suddenly I knew. This is it. Important moments are preserved even when these people are no longer with us. I started my collection at 15 when I got my first camera. But I also did it to get popular at school.
Richard, you're a real celebrity tracker. How do you get so close to the celebrities?
It depends. Sometimes I have to fight my way through a crowd of screaming girl fans. Some other time I track a celebrity to the airport. Occasionally I get starstruck, like when I got close to Michael Jackson. It improved when I became a professional photographer.
So you must keep in touch with latest news to know who's in and who's out, mustn't you?
That's the problem. At 38, I'm beginning to feel out of touch. For example, when I go to Los Angeles, I let 50% walk past me just because I don't know who they are. Or I don't know them, but I know they're good for my exhibition.
Any examples?
I remember I let Kim Kardashian walk past me 5 times before I got a photo with her. I'm so out of touch with today's celebrities that I didn't know who she was.
Your collection includes famous film stars and musicians, but also people like Nelson Mandela and the Dalai Lama. You must know a lot about them.
Actually, not. I'm not really interested in them and their lives. I just want to continue growing my project and to create photos that are more and more interesting as time goes by.
Ah, your exhibition. Tell us more about it.
My collection has resulted in a book and exhibition. It's called Richard and Famous. I could stop any time now, but I have no plans like that. I'm obsessed with making the best exhibition I can.
Why do you keep going?
Can you imagine if someone did this exhibition, say, 50 or 100 years ago? We could see now all the people who are already dead. Long after I'm gone, I hope that my exhibition will be enjoyed by people all around the world.
Part 2. Journey from Twitter to Hollywood. 6 points. You will hear a story of a talented microblogger. For questions 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given. C. Script 2.
Journey from Twitter to Hollywood. If you can name 5 Kardashians but can't name 5 countries in Asia, stick a knife in an electrical socket. This is one of Kelly Oxford's most popular tweets that got thousands of retweets. The talent to write funny and witty tweets has turned Kelly's whole life upside down. Originally a Canadian stay-at-home mother of 3, Kelly loved writing and blogging. Twitter opened the world to Kelly, and her funny tweets soon found their fans. Her celebrity followers attracted attention of publishers to Kelly. Satisfied with her life of a wife and mother, Kelly suddenly became a Twitter celebrity. Her book, Everything is Perfect When You're a Liar, became a New York Times bestseller. Hollywood offers made Kelly sell her Canadian home and move to California. Her husband now stays at home and Kelly works full-time. Apart from her book, Kelly's written screenplays and TV pilots. Kelly's motto is to be honest about what you're doing. If you think that Kelly's a born comedian with a loud voice and roaring laughter, you're much mistaken. The shy woman with a soft voice says, "I can write funny things, but I'm not a comedian at all." So, in a social situation, she doesn't tell jokes? "I don't think I could do it in a million years. Writing online," she says, "was just the thing I did when my kids weren't interested in playing with me." Of course, successful people like Kelly will get a lot of hate talk. As Kelly says, it's usually women who write nasty things to her. "They're trying to shame me, and it's all from women. Men don't care. A lot of women are like, oh, she's not fat. Oh, she's cute. She's funny. I hate her." And that's the price of being famous.
Part 3. How to make yourself smarter. 7 points. You will hear 6 practical tips about how to make yourself smarter. Below, you can read summaries of this information, 14 to 20, but in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing the numbers 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful, there is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. Script 3.
How to make yourself smarter. 1. There's evidence that doing our hobbies sharpens our memory. Picking up a new musical instrument can improve our brain wonderfully. Studies show that musicians are smarter than average people. Playing the piano can even improve your math skills. 2. The smarter you eat, the smarter you can stay. Your diet can influence your memory and thinking. A Mediterranean diet, such as olive oil and nuts, can keep your brain younger and active. Berries and seeds are a tip for a healthy snack. 3. Sleep hygiene is important. Adults should sleep for 7 to 9 hours to function well. While we're sleeping, our nerves shut down and repair themselves. If you don't get enough sleep, your memory doesn't work and you can't learn well. 4. When you work out, you build your muscles and your mind as well. Even taking a walk will make you more creative. No matter what your age is, exercise will increase your heart rate. It means that more blood will flow to your brain and body. A good workout can keep you mentally sharp. 5. Avoid stress as much as possible. Traffic jams, deadlines, stressful maturity tests can seriously impact your mind. Fight stress with yoga, music, or trekking. Try to forget the rest of the world and its problems. You and your peace are important. 6. People who talk with friends and family more score higher in memory tests. It doesn't matter what you're actually talking about. Talk, hang out, have fun. Meet people and be social.